This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Welcome, welcome, listeners. You are all blessed this morning. It's Monday morning, the 11th of August, 2025. You are here with Pastor Elizabeth Guma. The team, program is Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. It is 4 minutes past 12 this afternoon. I trust and I believe that you are all blessed. And you had a blessed weekend and you are up and alive like me this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Yes. And David said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I refuse the devil to steal my joy. Oh, yes. Devil, jy is 'n leenaar. Jy gaan nie my joy steal nie. Jy gaan nie my joy steal nie. You're not going to steal my joy. I don't know who woke up this morning with that same heartbeat and say that you're not going to steal my joy. I've got here at the studio of Radio Cape Pulpit one of our hosts. Her name is Pastor Georgina Success Morotola. She's from Johannesburg. She's live here at the studio with me. She is my sister. As I say, my sister say kom net na my. Yes, this is my sister. My younger sister, and she's a pastor. She's in the site of Johannesburg, Gauteng at Centurion. Her name is Georgina Hallelujah Marotola. Pastor Amen. Georgina Marotola, woman of God, you are welcome at Radio Cape Pulpit. We are so grateful and to have you here and Amen. To grace us with your presence Amen. This morning. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Thank you. Over to you, my sister. Greet the listeners this morning. Amen. How are you?
Amen. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Pastor Elizabeth, for this opportunity. I am so humbled to be here this afternoon just to come and share on God's word and to come and share to God's people. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And I hope and I trust and believe that you will also be blessed. You will also learn just a thing or two as well. And I'm so excited to be here this afternoon in Jesus' mighty name. As my sister have already introduced me. I am Georgina Success Marotola. I am based in Johannesburg, Centurion. I am originally born and bred this side in Western Cape, Cape Town in Paarl. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Daar hoor julle dit vir jouself. Nie wel ek het toe na man tog. Glens as jy namstande. I am here with my own sister, who Pastor Success Marotola. We are actually blessed, my family, out of my mother's house and my father's family. Two of us are pastors working for the Lord, and the Lord is so faithful. And I want to thank the Lord. I will give you a little bit of our dear sister that is in the studio. Hallelujah, which is a Pastor Success, but we're quickly going to go for a short break. I will see you soon. I will see you soon. Hallelujah. I will see you soon. God bless you. I thank God for your lives. I thank God for your lives. God bless you. God bless you. We'll be soon back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back in the mighty name of Jesus. We'll be right back in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, listeners.
I'm just going to play a song for you quickly. God bless you. Jy kan ook jou bydrae gee deur 'n debietorder in te vul of 'n eenmalige donasie te maak. Jy kan ook 'n bemaking uit jou testament aan Kaapse Kansel maak. Alles met die druk van 'n knoppie op www.kaapsekansel.co.za.
Welcome back with Pastor Elizabeth Guma and Success. We are back. Welcome back with Pastor Guma and Pastor Success. Now, I'm about to read the biography of Pastor Success. As I've said to you, this is a woman of God that loves the Lord. And she's under the leadership of Dr. Prophet Stephen Osadolo and Lady Divine, God's Army Tabernacle Church. She moved to Johannesburg with her husband to go and work in that site there in Centurion. She's got three beautiful children, Lisedi, Ofense, and Odirile. And I want to thank the Lord for their lives. She came here because she needed to do ministry work to come and preach, because as we all know, it is Women Month and we are celebrating all the women out there, those phenomenal women, those blessed women, those women of virtue, women of power, women of strength. Oh my God, you are out there. And this morning, we are here this afternoon to celebrate you. I want to tell you, God sees you. God sees you and God loves you. Eh? God loves you. And I told you the last week, you must love yourself, know yourself, and believe in yourself. Never ever you doubt yourself. You are created in His image and in His likeness. And therefore, you must know that God loves us. So I'm going to give it to our pastor right here in the studio. I want to thank the Lord for her life, Pastor Success. I'm giving it over to you. The woman of God is here and she is here to talk to us, hallelujah, amen, about women, because it's Women Month. She's going to talk to us about the women. I'm going to give it over to you, woman of God, with your theme. God bless you. Amen. Over to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor, once again. This afternoon, Pastor, it was laid in my heart yesterday as I was just busy preparing for today. Let me dive into or speak about royal priesthood. Royal priesthood.
My
so
God.
Because we are celebrating Omam this month of August, so I'm going to focus on them mostly. Hallelujah. So in the book of 1 Peter 2, verses 9, I'm going to read from the New King James Version. And it says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So I want to speak to a fellow woman like I and you out there, that you are a royal priesthood. You are a chosen generation. You're not just being called, but you are chosen by God for a time such as this. So I always emphasize and say that when God has blessed us with all these spiritual blessings, remember, that's what the Bible says, that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So when we know who we are in Christ, we are able to dominate. We are able to take over. We are able, hallelujah, because God has given us this authority to trample upon serpents and upon scorpions. I want to encourage that woman out there who are going through so many challenges of life. I want to remind you, perhaps you've forgotten who you are. Perhaps you have gotten who God or Christ made you to be. Hallelujah. So I want to remind you that God has given you this dominion to trample upon these scorpions and serpents. So what does the Bible also say about us? About our identity in Christ. It has been given unto us. Remember in the Old Testament where God says we should dominate. We should take over. We should not take cover. Just like yesterday's sermon, Pastor E., that when I said that when God has given us, when we look at the book of Romans 5:17, when the Apostle Paul talks about that we have been given the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness to rule in life or to reign in life through Christ. Hallelujah. So as a woman that is out there, a woman that is a powerhouse, a woman with resilience, a woman who knows who she is in Christ, a woman who knows what God has bestowed in her, a woman who does not look at the surroundings or what the society say about her. Hallelujah. But we have been given this priesthood. You are royalty. You are royalty. Don't look down on yourself. When you look into the mirror, who do you see? Who do you see? Do you wait for people's approval? Do you seek validation out there? No. This is the time. This is the season for that woman out there. Is it a young girl that is still growing up? Seek for those people that you can look and you tell yourself one day, I also want to become like that woman. When we look at Jesus Christ, He is our greatest, greatest role model. When He says that, my child, look unto me, the author and the finisher of your faith, the beginning and the ending of your faith. So if you are out there, woman, and as if you are listening right now, please don't look down on yourself. Don't say that it is over. It is not over until God says it is over. The same way we've just read now in the scripture, where God is reminding us of our identity in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So I don't want you to feel as if the world is overwhelming you, or you feel small. You should rise above those occasions. Mm-hmm. Isaiah the prophet says to us that, arise, shine, for your light is come. It's not coming, woman of God. That light is already here. Mm. It has already been what? Prepared. Mm. But now, the thing is with us as women. Hallelujah. We should what? Position ourselves, because God is doing great and mighty things through us and in us. It is not for me, but it is for my generation. Wow. Pastor Elizabeth, it is not for you, but it's for you to make an impact into your generation.
My God.
We mentioned it yesterday. We said it, that the day when God comes and fetches me, my prayer always is that, God, please give me time to still do your work, because I want to make sure that I die empty.
Yay, woman,
I can't take these things with me to heaven, because he's going to ask me, my daughter, with these gifts that I gave you, these talents that I gave you, these skills that I gave you, what did you do with it?
My God.
So don't be distracted by the noises around you. Don't be distracted by them. Yes, we are all going through challenges. We are facing them day in and day out. There is no one that is exempted from that. Even if we want to run away from it, it is there to make us stronger. It is there to make us better people tomorrow. Hallelujah. So as we've read in the scripture, I just want to read as well the same scripture in another version, English Standard Version. It says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood,
Amen.
A holy nation. What does holy mean? Holy means that you've been set apart.
Jesus.
You are different from the rest.
My God.
We don't talk the way the worldly people are talking. We don't behave the way the worldly people are behaving. No. The Bible says that when we talk, when we speak, remember, the power lies on the tongue. And the Bible also says that those that love it shall see the fruits thereof. There are two things now, negativity and positivity. If you prophesy or if you confess negativity, it's going to manifest. You're going to see the results. But if you speak positivity over you, you're going to see the results of it. So don't be distracted by the noises. Don't be distracted by what people are saying about you, the way they define you, the way the society sees you, the way they label you. It has got nothing to do with them, but it's got everything to do with you. What do you think about yourself? Remember, the Bible says that what I think in my heart, so am I. So if I see success, I am successful.
Come on now.
If I see greatness, I am great, because the one who is greater lives in me. So it goes back to knowing who you are in Christ. Hallelujah. And it further says that you are a holy nation, a people for his own possession.
My God.
That you may what? Proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness and has brought you into his marvelous light.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank you so much, woman of God. That is a mouthful. Bye, thank you, Pastor Success. Thank you so much. Wow.
Amen.
This is very important, woman of God. Just as you have said, we as the women, we need to understand. We must know our identity. This is what you are actually saying, woman of God. We must know our identity. And what the people are saying doesn't define who we are.
No.
Isn't that so, woman of God? So before I go into this scripture and read it just quickly in Afrikaans, we're going to go for a short break. Please, my family, stay tuned. We will definitely be right back. Don't go away. Hey, don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you so much, woman of God.
Amen.
That was very powerful.
Amen.
That was very, very powerful. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It is nog steeds Pastor Elizabeth here met Pastor Success Marotola. I also want to thank the Lord. Oh my God, how can I miss this? For her husband, Pastor Paul Marotola, all the way from Gauteng, Johannesburg. I'm sure he's listening to his beautiful wife, Smari. We are small, siyakubona nathi. And I want to thank the Lord for his life. Also, your spiritual father. Yes. I'm sure he's also listening. Yes. Prophet Dr. Stephen Osadolo and Lady Divine, they are listening to you. Woman of God, allow me just to read that quickly in Afrikaans. Want hy is baie magtig, jy is altyd praat Afrikaans. Hy sê, maar julle is die uitverkorene geslag. Hy sê, 'n koninklike priesterdom, dis wie ons is, 'n heilige volk, 'n volk as eiendom verkry, om te verkondig die deugde van hom, wat julle uit die duisternis uitgeroep het, tot sy wonderbare lig. So we are called, women, out of the darkness,
yes,
into the kingdom of light, marvelous light.
Amen.
We were all in the kingdom of darkness.
Yes.
But by his grace, woman of God, we are saved and here we are.
Yes.
Wie het gedink dat iets goed uit ons het gaan kom?
Amen.
Can you miskien net so 'n bietjie daaroor praat? Can you maybe just elaborate on that so that people can understand when you talk about woman of substance? You can mean a peculiar people, royal priesthood.
Amen.
We were not there before, but Christ made us. Yes. Hallelujah. Can you go deeper into that?
Thank you, woman of God.
Thank you so much.
Pastor, we can talk about this until the coming of the Lord.
I'm telling because you.
Because there's so much that we can really share, you know, with every listener that is listening out there. I just quickly want to read this. It says, our priesthood is an essential function of our identity in Christ. Understanding who I am and what I have inherited in Christ are keys for a living, a transformed life. So we are no longer in the darkness, Pastor. You touched on grace just now. Grace, Pastor, is unmerited favor. I'm reminded of the woman in the Bible that was caught in the very act of adultery.
Come on.
The woman that was taken, you know, by the disciples. And they brought this woman to Jesus. Because remember, in the days of Moses, when these kind of acts takes place, these people are being stoned to death.
Come on.
But now because of the second Adam, which is Jesus.
Jesus.
Now things are different now. Things have changed now. So they thought in their mind that Jesus Christ will do exactly what Moses has done. But the Bible says that Jesus, he went down and he started writing on the floor. Once he was done writing, he stood up. And he said to these disciples who brought this woman, and he said to them, if none of you has not sinned before, be the first one to cast the stone.
Aye.
The Bible says that these men who were standing here, who knows, maybe they were also there before they met Christ. We don't know. But one by one, the Bible says, they dropped their stones and they realized that they are also have faults. But again, woman of God, when I would read this scripture, sometimes I would ask myself, but where's the man that did this with this woman? She didn't do it single-handedly. There was a second person involved. But now, we look at it this way, Pastor, as they dropped these stones on the floor, because now they can't throw stones at her because they also have their own sins, they also have their defaults, and then they step back. After stepping back, they left. As they left, the woman and Jesus Christ was there together. And what did Jesus say? Jesus asked her, woman, where are your accusers now? And she looked and she said, she doesn't see them. And what did Jesus say to her? He said to her, there's two things. The first one, the first line that he says to her, woman, neither do I condemn you. Number one. Number two, he says, but go and sin no more. So the grace of God is sufficient.
Mm-mm.
It is available, Pastor. But I always say that this grace must not be taken for granted. This grace must not be taken lightly. It does not mean that Jesus Christ has forgiven her. Now she's got that mentality in the back of her mind. Okay, fine, which means I've got license to go back to what I've done. I've got license to sin. No, that would be the wrong mentality. That would be the wrong way of approaching this. Instead, what is the moral of the story here? Right here, Jesus Christ is showing what? Number one, love. Pure love. Agape love. Unconditional love. A love that has no conditions. That doesn't love you today because you behaved well. Tomorrow when you misbehave, it does. No. But again, God's grace is enough. God's grace is sufficient. So I'm talking to that woman out there. Maybe your story is not the same as this woman. Any kind of story that you have, it's only you and God that knows it. I might not know your story. You might not know my story. But I'm here to say to you, you are a child of the King. So rise from those ashes. Rise from down there on the floor. Rise, because this power is in you. You can do it. God has got your back. God is for you. God is with you. He does not abandon you. He has never forsaken us. He has never left us. He says to us in his word that our mother and father can do that, but not God, because of the love that he has for us. So we look at this woman, this particular woman. Would this woman not come back to church next week? She would definitely come back to church, because she has experienced agape love. Because now Jesus Christ has covered her nakedness. And he told her, don't go back to your vomit. Don't go back to that sin. Don't go back to that dark life. Don't go back and do that. So I'm here to tell the listener, if you are listening and sitting out there, please do not condemn yourself. We call this self-condemnation. If you have stopped going to church, please rise up this week. Rise up. This is the month of women. This is the month where we celebrate Imbokoto. Those strong women. Those women who does not give up. Those women who doesn't throw in the towel. Those women who doesn't listen to those voices outside. But those women who are focused on the Lord. Those women whose eyes are fixed on Jesus. Hallelujah. So here I'm trying to say that let these women rise. If they are sitting there in a corner, please rise up. Stand up. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop labeling yourself. Stop allowing what people are saying outside to define you. What they say about you does not define you. How do you see yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror? Who do you see? What do you see? We said it earlier on. So this woman would definitely go back to church again, because now she's experienced love that she's never experienced outside. Because in the world, you will find tribulation. You will find obstacles. You will find all sorts of challenges. But here, Jesus is now saying to us, come to me, all you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is where we find this rest. So as we are celebrating these women, today's topic is about royal priesthood. When you look at yourself, look at the way God has created you in his image and after his likeness. He has fearfully and wonderfully made you. Hallelujah. He has made you fearfully and wonderfully. So the only thing we need to do is to just believe that Jesus has done it all for us.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Success. There is a woman out there, I'm sure you are hearing the voice of Pastor Success, where the pastor, I love that the scripture in the Bible of the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. And I love what you are saying. There's a question that Jesus Christ asked. He asked her, where are you accused?
Yes, Pastor.
Where are your accusers? Maybe you are a woman, you are sitting out there, and maybe you've been accused. Maybe there's some things that you have done in your past. But woman of God, there's something that you are saying, that God has forgiven us from our trespasses. And then there's something that you also make mention of, woman of God, to say that grace, we are under grace, but we must also not take grace for granted. Which means, woman of God, as ek jou mooi hoor, is dat as ek die sonde gepleeg het, moet ek dit ook nie aspres pleeg
nie.
When I have committed a sin and God has forgiven me, let me not go back to my vomit and commit that sin again. You get me now?
Yes.
So God, woman of God, child of God, where you are, God has adopted us, woman of God, in his family.
Yes.
He has adopted us in his family, more especially when we say we are a new creation. We need to understand our identity in Christ. You get me, woman of God? God has transformed this woman into a new person.
Yes, amen.
Through his sacrifice.
Through his sacrifice.
You get me, woman of God? And that is what you are trying to say to the women out there that is listening to us.
Yes.
That when God has made you a new creation, stay there.
Yes, Pastor.
Stay there. Don't go back to your vomit.
Don't go back.
We're quickly going to go back to a break. The first song that played earlier on was from Selby Williams, Hier is ek. Ons gaan naar die tweede song toe wat nou gaan speel. Hallelujah. Dit gaan Koffie Snobs. I say stethoscope. Says stethoscope. It's another song to God bless you. We'll tune back right now. We'll be back Welcome back. Welcome back, listeners. Thank you so much for staying tuned. Baie dankie dat julle ingeskakel is in Radio Kaapse Kansel. Dankie Here vir wat die Here doen. Hy doen 'n mooi ding. Ek is hier in die studio met Pastor Success. I'm here with Pastor Success. The woman of God is still going to continue to speak about the woman because it's Woman Month. We're going to dwell on women. Woman of God, I want us to know that this is the moment people need to stop seeking validation from
Amen.
Others.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They need to stop seeking validation. Validation. I wanted to speak about
Amen.
That as well.
Yes.
Because what is it when we say they must stop seeking yes. validation from others, hallelujah, and reclaim their power
wow.
back.
Mm.
We are actually here to tell women, reclaim your power
wow.
back.
Yes.
You are not what people say you
yes.
are. You are
yes.
not what men says you are.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Are what God says
Amen.
You are.
Amen.
Claim back that power.
Power. Mm.
Claim it back. Can
yes.
I give it over to you, woman
Thank
of God?
Thank you, woman
Just
of
to
God.
Dwell on that as
Thank
well.
Thank you so much,
Thank
woman
you
of
so
God.
Much.
Speaking about validation,
mm.
There's so many things that are happening in and around us.
Mm.
We see how the world has changed. We see how darker and darker and darker the world gets.
Mm.
So I want to also emphasize on the fact that, woman of God, we are first children of God.
Yeah.
We are first children of God, and we are children of the King.
Mm.
So again, woman of God, if a child of God doesn't know who she is,
mm.
because we are speaking about women this month,
mm.
this thing of not knowing who you are
hey.
And who your father is.
Hey.
You know, sometimes, woman of God, I would sit back and I would reflect and I would think and I would look back and I'll look at my life,
mm.
where God has
mm.
taken me from,
mm-mm.
and to where God has brought me.
My God.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says not by might,
mm.
it is not by power,
mm.
but it is by God's Spirit.
Yes.
So that thing is very, very important, woman of God. You know what? Sometimes when we look at the Word of God,
mm.
you know when the Word of God speaks about the mind, you know the mindset needs to be corrected.
Yes.
And we can do that only through the Word of God. Remember when the Apostle Paul talks about renewing your mind. He was speaking on going to the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking those things that the Word of God is saying about you.
Mm.
That's why I say it's important to declare. When you keep declaring, yeah. when you keep decreeing, when King David talks about it, he says, declare the decree.
Mm.
So he knows what he was talking about it. So it is important to confess these things,
mm.
to profess them. It is very key because, again, life and death lies in the power of the tongue.
Mm.
So if you, as a child of God that is listening out there, a woman of God that is listening out there, know who you are. Don't seek validation.
Mm.
Don't go out there and expect or wait for people
mm.
to come and put that mm. stamp of approval.
Come on.
No. If God has blessed you, you are blessed indeed.
Mm.
What came before when we look in the book of Genesis? Blessing before the curse. So what is stronger? Blessing is stronger.
Amen.
So when we keep saying these things, even though we don't see
mm.
the changes as yet, but believe you me,
mm.
woman that is listening out there, there is something that is happening in the realm of
mm.
the spirit.
Come on.
When we speak these things,
yes.
the word of God says again in the book of Romans,
mm.
saying those things
mm.
as though they are.
Ah.
So you say what you want to see. Do you want to see freedom? Say it, because when you are born again, that is the first day of deliverance.
Mm.
When you've confessed Jesus with your mouth and you believe it in your heart, you are free. You have been set free. But it doesn't stop there, woman of God. It continues.
Mm.
So what is Jesus now expecting of us? What is God now expecting of us? Because he said, remember before he left to go and meet the Father, he said, I'm not leaving you alone, but I'm leaving you with the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
So I want to speak to that woman out there.
Mm.
Ask and seek help from the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is so, so, so true.
Mm.
He is close to you. He is in you.
Mm.
He lives in you.
Mm.
He stays in you. He dwells in you.
Yeah.
He's able to help you.
Mm.
He's able to assist you in those areas where you are struggling,
mm.
where you see you cannot move forward.
Mm.
But the Lord is saying today, move forward, child
mm.
of God. Keep going forward.
Keep going.
Keep going forward.
Mm.
We spoke about launching into the deep yesterday.
Mm.
Keep going forward. Keep touching. Keep going forward. God is for you.
Mm.
If he's for you, who can be against you?
Come on.
Apostle Paul says, we press the word, the mark of the price of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
So keep focus.
Mm.
Keep focus. Don't entertain those voices. The Bible says that when we resist the enemy, he flees. How do we resist him? Through the word of God. Knowing who you are the redeemed of the Lord. When you are redeemed, you say so. Hallelujah. You bear on your body the mark of Christ. Come on. You've been redeemed. You have been saved. You have been set free from darkness, from bondage. So don't go back into bondage. You have already been taken out. You have been translated out of the darkness. Now you are in light. So I want to say to that woman, when you know who you are, keep standing firm. Regardless of the challenges. I know it is hard. I know it is not easy. I've been through it as well. The woman of God is here. Every one of us, we can write books. Yes. Woman of God.
Yes.
We can write those books. And to help another woman out there to say that, listen, I have been there. Sometimes I look at my life and I listen to the next person's story. The person's story. And I ask myself, oh my God. Yeah, I'm crying over this small thing. But look at this person. She is still thriving. She is still pursuing this dream, this gift that God has given. She is still focusing on that. And here we are. We want to be distracted by people's tongues. People will talk, woman of God.
People will talk.
They will always talk. But don't be defined by what people are saying about you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my sister. Wow. Just by what you are saying, woman of God, you know what? Sometimes people see us sitting here, see us doing what we are doing, and they think maybe we also don't have a past. No. Listen to me. We have a past. We come from a past. That's why this program is gracefully restored for his purpose. If the woman of God can even go and but maybe of our story, how we were raised up, it was not an easy way.
Yes.
Hallelujah. No one knew, woman of God, if you can still remember, we grew up in a farm. They call us Plaskiapis. Call us Plaskiapis. They were joking about us. They never knew that something good would come out of us. Today, she's my sister. I'm a sister. We are in radio. I myself, I'm on radio, but I'm also on TV as well. We are doing filming and all that. And so you can go into that as well, woman of God. And
no
just
problem.
A little bit of our upbringing. So that when you tell people that they must arise and they must shine and they must not give any validation to anyone. They must know their self worth. They must take their power back.
Amen.
They must understand what are we talking about?
Yes, woman of God.
Can you just dwell on that?
Thank you, woman of God.
Thank
you so much for that, woman of God. It's so true. Net so said a pastor. We come from a very, very, very difficult background. Ek weet, luisteraar, as you are listening out there, you can probably also reflect back to where you also come from. We come from a background that was very messy. It was very messy. We were raised by a woman that was a sangoma. Not even a woman that we were blood related or clan related, nothing of that sort. And because I was still a baby at the time, I don't know our mom. She passed on when I was very, very, very little. But as I was growing up, I just told myself that, you know what? In as much as it's so difficult, in as much as it's so hard, I know that one day is one day. God will come and take us out of this place that we are in. Sometimes it would even feel like you are in hell. That's it. That is how it was feeling. We stayed in a house where we were plus minus 26 people. 26 to 30 people. Why am I saying that? Sometimes I would be the one to even write down the names. For example, if I'm done cooking, then I have to dish for all of these 26 people or for all of these 30 people. Then I take that paper and I paste it in the kitchen so that I don't forget who I need to still dish for. Sometimes food would even finish in the middle. Maybe there's a couple of people that you didn't even get. So we come from a background like that. That was very messy. I'm just touching here bits and pieces of it. It's a lot. It's a lot, beloved. It's a lot. But I want to also say that now today that we are born again, the Lord reminded me one time, woman of God, that my child, even though it was messy back then,
come on,
but I was amongst you. I know you were not aware that I was there with you because I have protected you. I have covered you. I was with you. So we're coming from a background that was so messy, woman of God. There were so many things that was happening in the house, so many spirits, so many forces that were fighting. Remember, the Bible says in Ephesians that these are powers that we are fighting. We're not fighting the human being. It's not flesh and blood.
Amen.
So these were the forces that were fighting us.
My
as well.
God, yeah, woman of God, I think, when we dwell into our past and we explain or share our testimonies, people will not believe. You see the glory moment, but you don't know the story,
know the story of the person.
That's why women out there, let's not fight each other. Let's stand with one another. Amen. Let's celebrate each other. Amen. Woman of God, we're quickly going for a break. And listeners will be back right now with Pastor Success and Pastor Elizabeth Guma at the studio. God
bless. Uplifting talk, hopeful tunes, and you. Cape Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Don't you think it's time to wake up and smell that coffee? Don't you think it's time to walk in your groove? How about doing both while praising God and promoting your business? Come on and join on us on the next Cape Pulpit Business Breakfast, happening on the 29th of August, Friday, at Oppie Coffee Therapy in Willow Bridge Center from 8 till 10:30 a.m. Join us as we mix coffee, food, networking, and worship and enjoy special guests NC Litswane and Jackie DeLange. Oh, tickets are just 250 rand, so be sure to book ASAP. Send your email to info@capepulpit.co.za. The Cape Pulpit Business Breakfast, Friday, 29 August at Coffee Therapy in Willow Bridge, 8 o'clock till 10:30 a.m. See you there.
Hou die ritme van hoop, heel dag, elke dag, oral waar jy gaan. Laai nou die Kaapse Kansel toep af en luister regstreeks na ons met 'n helder digitale klank of luister na jou gunsteling potgooi. Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Uit die woord na jou hart.
All right. You're welcome back again with Pastor Elizabeth and Pastor Georgina Moratola. Over to you, woman of God, before, what do you want to say? Because this is now, it's not altijd makkelijk om goodbye to say, and it's not always easy to say goodbye, but unfortunately we have to let go. And thank you so much. She has given just a bit of our upgrowing, just to strengthen the women out there also. And please, when your self-worth is no longer depending on someone else's approval, you become unstoppable. Myself today, I'm unstoppable. Amen. The woman of God today, she's unstoppable. Amen. If we can do it, you can also do it. One word from you, woman of God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, woman of God. A quick scripture in the book of Songs of Solomon. I will read from the ESV version. It says, "You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you." King James says, the New King James says, "You are all fair, my love, and there is no spot in you." Amen. So I want to encourage that woman there that embrace yourself. Love yourself. Again, don't wait for someone out there to come and tell you that they love you. Look in the mirror and see how God has beautified you. See God's glory all over you and embrace yourself. Because God loves you, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what the society say about you, embrace yourself.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. You have heard it all. Woman of power, woman of excellence. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. Please, my family, please let your validation come from within, rooted in you. Who are you? Who does God say who you are? You get me now? And please, people, you must stand tall. Walk tall. Love yourself. Believe in yourself. And know that God loves you. We have come to the end of our program. And I want to say thank you very, very, very much, Pastor Success. I'm not sure when will we have you back in Cape Town? Probably November or December. Yes. And then I will definitely get you back into our studio. I will even bring your husband, Pastor Paul, back to the studio.
Yes.
I want to thank the Lord, woman of God, for those wise words. I believe there's some lady, some woman, some mother, some aunt that is sitting there in the room, and you
have heard what the word of God was, what the woman of God said about the word of God. The only thing you need is the word of God.
Amen.
The only thing that will make you to stand tall is the work of God.
Amen.
The only thing that will make you to walk and to prosper in life is the word of God. Nothing else is his word. That is his word that make us who we are today. We are royal priesthood. We are chosen generations. We are peculiar people. It's only because of his word says that. I don't care what people are saying. I only care, woman of God, what the word of God says about your life.
Amen.
So come on, lady. Amen. Put on that high heels.
Amen.
Put on your makeup.
Yes.
Mark your liquor.
Yeah.
And eat. Manje as thy girl.
Yes.
You are who God says you are.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much. One word, woman of God, as you are saying goodbye Amen. To the listeners.
Oh, thank you so, so much to all the listeners out there. Please keep on glowing. Keep on growing in the word of God and enjoy your everyday life. You are blessed. You are highly favored in Jesus' name. If God has said it, that settles it. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much. The woman of God has said it. You are blessed. Walk tall from today onwards. I love you so much. And I believe and I trust and I hope I will see you next week. Same time, same place at Radio Cape Pulpit with Pastor Elizabeth Guma with the program Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you. Shalom. I love you. God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.